close to flying, guys. I can taste it.
Hail Hydra!
Straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea.
Nobody wants to be moist.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Human Torch to Hydro Man.
Before we get into it, I just want to note that this is our 50th episode, so congrats on hitting a memorable number, girls.
Woo! We're memorable.
Wow. To celebrate, quite accidentally, we're starting a new issue of the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, issue 6. And our round of 4 entries is perhaps perfect for the Fire and Water Podcast Network. You will see.
Wow.
Well, people listening already know, because...
So we will see.
Yes. Because on the fire side of things, we have the Human Torch. Now, this is Johnny Storm from the Fantastic Four, the Invisible Woman's kid brother, who even before being hit by the cosmic rays of that doomed space place mission, was already a daredevil, adventurer, hot rod, driver, car mechanic, teen prodigy. And as we know, he got the power to emit and control heat and flames to envelop himself in a plasma sheath of flame, allowing him to fly as well. He can get as hot as a star for a short burst, where he glows white hot, but it burns him out for a time. Unsurprisingly, he's a hothead, acts without thinking, and has an immature sense of humor. Outside of the FF, he has a specific friendship with Spider-Man. In the love department, he spent most of his career with different girls and seemed to love his cars more. Though,
oh my god.
But soon after this was published, he did get married, albeit to the Thing's girlfriend who he was seeing secretly. Though she turned, she turned out to be a Skrull. It wasn't the real one. Anyway. He's pictured blasting bad guys, creating decoys out of fire, melting through a wall, his haircut at the time, throwing fireballs and blasts, melting bullets before they reach him, flying over New York, drawing a 4 in the sky, I guess it's the Fantastic Four signal, and making a cage out of flame.
And that's one of the coolest sentences you've ever said.
With that run-on, sentence?
I know, I mean making a cage out of flames.
I thought it was impressive, his many skills as mechanic. What else was it?
Yeah, like what exactly can't he do?
Yeah,
I would like an exhaustive list.
Be a good person.
There you go.
Oh. Or cold.
I don't like this guy. I've said it once. I'll say it again. I hate when they do those line things when they're on fire. Design. I don't like it. I don't like the way it's drawn.
It looks like bare muscles.
I hate it.
Especially in this color.
Muscles?
It looks like fibrous muscles.
Like a skinless character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it looked like 80s gym apparatus.
Also, yeah, but...
No, I hate it.
But a little more like less skin.
Yeah, it just...
Wool? It would be like a wool sweater?
It almost reminds me of like raw meat, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't approve of this.
No, I hate it.
I don't like the fact that it looks like he's wearing a diaper of his raw meat skin.
He also looks like if he's wearing gloves and kind of boots, mm-hmm. too, of raw meat.
Yeah, well, when he's not on fire, obviously he's wearing the...
Of raw meat.
The Fantastic Four uniform.
But what makes him look even more skin melty is, like, there's no eyebrows, just, like, the dead sockets.
No nose.
It's like
he burns his skin off.
He's a burn victim.
Is it plasma, you said? Like, magma plasma situation, like, that covers his body?
Yeah.
Ugh. Can he control it? Does it happen whenever he gets excited?
No, you can control it, totally.
Can
he says, flame on! And
oh, he has to command it?
Well, he's got a catchphrase.
Of course he has a catchphrase.
He is one of the lucky ones, though.
Of the Fantastic Four or generally?
By means Fantastic Four specifically, like, that he can just do it when he needs to.
You have, I think they all can.
He's not,
they all can except the thing.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Oh. Like, what a bummer it is. The thing really got the rough end out of that deal.
And this dude stole his girlfriend.
Yeah, not a great time.
Douche.
Who had been replaced by a Skrull? I mean, to be honest. To be
fair. I mean, okay, he can't tell the difference between a Skrull and a real person. Is he even a hero?
No, he's a car lover.
That I hate.
You know what? That's the thing that's the most eye-rolly to me out of almost all of what you said.
Especially that he likes hot rods. That's just like really going with the theme. too much.
I hate when they're so on the nose. Like, oh, he's on fire and he's a hothead.
And he likes spicy chicken and hot rods and hot wings.
Hot rods like the pepperoni sticks, right?
Yes. Maybe. And he's been played in movies by several actors, including Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Which is better Captain America. I don't really care about this. Like, I've said it before on this show, but I've seen that first one, and it basically ruined any chance of the Fantastic Four being good. Like, I'm sure that there's a world where Fantastic Four is good, but we're not in it. It's not
another dimension.
Isn't he like Michael B. Jordan in the newer one?
Yeah, and the newer one also sucks.
They're just burning actors and giving them other parts.
It just consistently sucks, and I'm sad for them.
Just creating.
I like the idea of the Fantastic Four, but man, apparently no good movies can be made.
Well, it's in development into the MCU, so that would be...
Yeah, better chances.
Hopefully.
No. Those specific movies will suck. Everything else is fine.
It's the curse of the Fantastic Four always sucking.
It's and when bummer. And when they show up in the Avengers, only their scenes suck and everything else is fine.
They just cut out the scenes of Fantastic Four and we'll try to work this through.
It's so, they call themselves Fantastic. Like, I'm sorry, that's just... You're too full of yourself. We have to teach you a lesson.
See? There you go.
So it's not called the Amazing Avengers, is it?
There's a reason.
The Mighty Avengers.
But I find Mighty less, like, than Fantastic.
I'm going with the Mediocre Avengers.
Well, the Fantastic also sound like it's a circus. Like it's a freak show, not like it's something to be celebrated. I don't know, that's just me.
Can he control, like, can he warm other things that his, like, just...
Is he also a microwave?
No, but, like, can he warm up his tea? Could he warm up my bath when it gets cold and I don't want to waste more water?
He's got full control.
Well, this is interesting now. Warm up my food?
Yeah, but he can't hop in the bath with me. He can just, like, put a foot or something. Like,
he can control it. He could just, like, delicately put it warmer, not like blazing.
So if he's just delicately putting it warmer, does he look like on the second page or does he look like this?
I would say second would my...
Yeah, and he can... Okay. I've seen him just do like just the hand on fire. It doesn't have to be the whole thing.
So as long as he doesn't go full flame on...
Yeah, I think we're all safe.
I don't know. I don't like this look at all.
I mean, I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying it's less horrifying.
Yeah.
It's just not good hair. What is going on there?
It's a little sad because it's almost good.
Yes. I think it's because it's like parted to the side, but somehow is too much in front.
Yeah.
Even if it's parted to the side.
It's a very 80s haircut.
Yeah.
In the 80s, they really tried to update some haircuts.
They picked the wrong decade.
I think the Invisible Woman as well has a very 80s haircut.
Yeah. That's
so
unfortunate.
We get away from some iconic looks.
It's like a more square version of the Nick Carter haircut.
Yeah. Me, it's not even the hair that bothers me. It's the tiny, tiny eyes.
He's squinting.
Yeah, it's like he's looking at like in the distance like, what is that? I can't see it.
He has a five head. A five head.
Yes.
Bigger than a forehead.
Mm-hmm. I have a three head.
Beautiful.
I have a question. Why was he on a trip? Like, why was he with...
Yeah, why did he go with them? That is weird. Like,
he's not a scientist. He's not an astronaut. He's not... Like,
didn't he sneak on?
Well, the entire mission was illegal. They wouldn't let him do the space plane thing, so they all... They wanted to prove the space plane was viable, so they stole their own space plane and did the mission. So it's Mr. Fantastic with... The Thing was the pilot, because he's a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Fantastic is the scientist. Mm-hmm. And then his girlfriend at the time and her brother.
But isn't she... But
as crew, I mean, as, you know...
But I thought she was a scientist as well. Like, isn't she, like, super smart or something?
No? Well, not in the original story.
Okay.
I'm not going to say she wasn't super smart. I'm mm-hmm. just going to say his girlfriend...
So is she just tagged on...
And her kid brother, who was, like, 16.
Ugh. At that the time. Seems like a mistake.
Well, it...
It was.
Yeah. Okay, but where's Dr. Doom in that? Wasn't he?
He's not.
No, he's not. Okay.
He's an old college roommate of Mr. Fantastic.
So he was not on the space plane.
No.
I know nothing about the Fantastic.
The movies before. Just want to make it all the like the one story, but it's not.
You know what? I just listened to our episode of Dr. Doom. That's actually exactly where I am in the series.
I'm proud that you're finally catching up.
Yep, I'm in 2018 now.
Oh, wow.
Well, are we funny?
We are very funny.
You know, of all the places to not bring teenagers, funeral homes, antique shops... Space is pretty high on that list.
Not only space, illegal space travel.
I mean, they're committing a crime. Like the whole plan hinges on committing a crime. They're committing a crime by planning this.
And they're bringing a minor.
And some random girl.
That's a mistake.
Mm.
The picture with the four, if you flip it upside down, he's perfectly doing an exit. On the bars for gymnastics. I love it. Like, he landed that, and he knows he's winning the Olympics.
He does it in the decoys, too.
He's winning the Olympics.
What I do like is how he has a myriad of interests.
Gymnastics.
Like, he's very useful.
Racing, mechanics.
Yeah.
Stealing his best friend's girlfriend.
He has, like, so many things going for him.
I'm sure he has some things to talk about.
Yeah,
he does get married. Someone saw something good in him.
To a Skrull, though.
I'm just saying.
I don't know what a Skrull is.
Shape-shifting alien.
That doesn't explain more, but okay.
Is the Human Torch hot or not?
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, but no.
I feel kind of lukewarm, to be honest. Like, I don't hate him, but I don't love him either.
Yeah, I feel like I want to like him. I want to like him a lot.
Why?
I think he has a cool power. I think he's on a good team minus the movies. I think he has a lot of potential, but it does a big flop. Like, womp womp.
But he's a jackass.
Again,
he's a skinless jackass.
There's potential. I think... Take the jackass off. Give him skin.
And like we've never said hot to a jackass.
Yeah, I generally kind of like
jackasses. Jackasses are your thing, Eddie's.
Yeah, I kind of
not. Not unidimensional jackasses.
No, he rich. Likes cars, you see.
Oh, wow.
Rich, deep jackass.
I guess God knows I love cars, too.
I have a car, and it's...
You don't.
Blue. Shh. It was an imaginary vehicle.
Sorry.
I generally kind of like jerky characters. Like, if, honestly...
Jerky, hot rod,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I mean...
jerkies
like, it's one of the reasons why Captain America was never, like, one of my top choices. Like, I like him fine, but he's a little too, like, clean-cut for me. I like when they're... And I don't think... I don't love this dude, but... He's more in the vein of the type of character that I would like.
You like a jackass with a heart of gold.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
He's not a sexy jackass.
But his powers are really useful in multiple different contexts.
We could take him camping.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
And he can build a prison out of flames.
When we're camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case bears
yeah,
come.
Yeah, you know, bears.
I guess he's the Marvel Universe's Sun Boy. Isn't he?
Yeah.
I think Sunboy was just more unlikable.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think Sunboy really is an asshole. This guy is immature.
To be fair, I think we decided that Sunboy was more of an asshole than he is.
No. He was a jackass with a lot of people. Like, written down jackass.
And you kept bringing him back and being like, oh, remember Sunboy? Because he was an asshole to whoever we were talking about that day. Like, he fucked over a bunch of people.
Mm. Okay, my theory is that Mike hates Sunboy and has been on a campaign for years now to make us hate Sunboy as well.
Well,
succeeded.
Here's your medal.
It's on fire.
I just feel like he could work more if he's just, like, in the Fantastic Four suit, but with flames around it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be more
and
okay
and sometimes
with
it's
that
drawn like that today.
Then, okay. I might be more okay with that, but he's still a douchebag.
I wonder if he had more of a face, if we'd react
more
better.
Of a face.
No, but, you know, when a character doesn't really have, like, a face...
Hmm.
It's hard.
It's harder to sort of give an impression of their character and their sort of vibe because they don't have a face.
Yeah.
Which is pretty tough because a lot of superheroes have masks.
Hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes that defines sort of the way they look, though.
Yeah, some masks can still have a lot of character.
Yeah, he looks like a burn victim. It's not very well defined.
Now, if the flames were his hair...
Yeah, I like flame hair. We've seen that.
Yeah, 80s.
I'd be into that.
80s.
Illustrator. 80s. Is that a thing? 80s Hades?
I mean, I'm sure.
Nowadays. But I agree that I like the idea of him being in a suit. Just around with flames.
Yeah. I think that would be better for sure.
That is a good...
Even if he was still wearing the suit, but his skin turned to that, I think that would, even that would be better.
No.
It's not good, but it would be better
than the whole body.
You know what it is? Dating him, I'd feel like I was babysitting.
Well, he's too teenager-y.
He's a mature and young. How old is he? Teenager?
Well, now he's in his 20s, I'm sure.
Oh, so old and mature.
I can go harder!
Hydra, one of the big bads of the movies and television shows. Hydra is a secret global organization devoted to world domination. They named themselves after the mythical Hydra because of their ability to rebuild if one of their heads was cut off. Heavily influenced by Nazi philosophy, the fascist group initially reserved membership to white men, though there were notable exceptions. They have access to high tech, have agents embedded all over the world, and have their hands in business, politics, terrorism, and crime. In the comics, they were mostly fought by Nick Fury, S.H.I.E.L.D., and Captain America. What's pictured here is their soldier's uniform and the Hydra logo. On the last page of those four pages, we see Captain America and Bucky fighting Hydra. Then there are headshots of every known member or agent up through this era.
Jesus.
Which is a lot of people. Everybody's ever worked for them.
Can I just say the pose of that guy? Like, yay! Yeah. It's like he won the sports.
It's just double Hitler sign.
But you know what's the worst with that? Is it his face? Because, like,
it's so neutral.
He doesn't look excited, but he's like, no.
It's an empty mannequin. Look at the eyes. There's nothing there. It's just a background.
Is he just making an H?
Yeah.
And he's a cheerleader.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Give me an H.
We had a gymnastic. Now we're in a cheerleading. Having an H.
But if you look on the other page, like the eyes, it's not that there's no eyes. They're weird goggles.
It's creepy.
Looks kind of amphibian. Oh,
man, that guy looks in pain.
Mm-hmm. Man, can I just say that James Winterfield just looks like he skinned Spider-Man and made a hat?
What?
Oh, no!
Also, the Grim Reaper, why the fuck is that what you think of when you say Grim Reaper?
Yeah. Well, you haven't seen his hands.
That, gosh.
Where is it?
That seems really Nazi to me.
The Grim Reaper? I just saw
the ones that look like costume characters we'll probably see later.
Oh, Bullseye's in Hydra?
Mm. Well, he was a hired assassin employed by Hydra. So they've got a lot of these people who just like...
Red Skull too?
Red Skull's a Nazi, so that makes sense.
I don't know Chameleon.
What? Chameleon?
Chameleon, who was the first supervillain Spider-Man ever fought.
Oh.
So here they're, you know, so, I mean, a lot of these people don't have much of a Hydra thing.
Spider-Woman was in Hydra?
Spider-Woman was created, she thought she was a spider evolved to a human being by Hydra. Mm. So Hydra had brainwashed her to think that, so she was an agent.
Madame Hydra,
hot,
beautiful.
Why
is she Madame Hydra? Like,
a fancy bitch.
She is.
Hydra has a tradition of a Madame Hydra, which is like a female leader. She turns up in the Ohadmu as Viper.
I
can't wait.
Carla Kraus, doesn't he look like Chris Evans' character in Scott Pilgrim?
I love it. This guy looks like the KFC dude.
Yeah, he's so good.
Anton Trojak.
He does. It's like, just like, put on some sweet sunglasses and
he's in disguise.
Commander Kraken. He's deceased.
Oh.
Rip.
I don't like the look of Mankiller, but cool name.
Mankiller. Oh my god. Space Phantom.
He would just yes.
It's jeez.
Like, what is happening?
I don't know, but he has eyelashes for days.
Or are they brows?
Is it? It's both.
I think his eyes together. His eyes are so big that they're all the way to eyebrows.
And his haircut. What is that? It feels almost like the Riddler. Like Jim Carrey's the Riddler.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get his own entry as well.
Most of these do get their own entry, right?
The ones that have, like, code names.
Yeah, maybe not Nancy Winterfield.
No, maybe not.
Release Carson.
Kelsey Carson. Nancy Winterfield kind of looks like Mrs. Doubtfire to me.
Yeah. I have to say, though, that, like, their logo is bomb.
It's a great
everything
logo.
That I love.
Yeah. The logo is great. But
except the whole Nazi shit.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that, like, fuck Hydra. Like,
yeah.
No, it's Hail.
No.
Hail to the no.
Yeah, how about
you need to whisper it.
Hail Hydra.
Stop it. This is not ASMR.
People will come after us. Oh, is there an ASMR that's just, like, layered up?
Oh, God.
It's just like that to brainwash people, but it through ASMR.
Yeah.
Love it.
No.
There's an H on the costume.
Yeah.
And he's standing in an H form, and yeah. I feel like it's an overkill.
Yes. Also, what is going on with this tunic length and, like, the pants are, is everything. That is not intimidating.
It's not a good outfit.
That's why he's spreading out. It's doing like bears, you see. When you see bears and you make yourself bigger to be scarier.
That's what he's doing.
The length of the shirt reminds me a lot of, like, a Robin Hood skirt thing.
Mm. He looks kind of like, in the same sort of makeshift way, like that frog costume. What was it called?
Yeah,
Frogman.
Yeah, because it's just kind of loose.
Yeah.
And it looks very rubber. Amphibian-y too.
Yeah, with the eyes and the mask. Yeah.
It just looks like rubber, like a rubber suit.
Yeah, I imagine like rubber gloves, but for your whole body.
Like, Hydra has money. Like, they should have better costumes.
Maybe they want to keep the soldiers feeling like shit.
I don't like that it's loose everywhere, but then the head is really, like, skin tight.
Yeah.
Like, why?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Also, it's very hazmat-y, but then the mouth's open. Like, why?
Yeah. We're gonna protect your body from everything, except your mouth.
And all of your innards. Like,
I want to say, Ralph Sanzetti could be played by Mark Strong.
Is Hydra hot or not?
I mean, the thing is, no.
They're a hot mess, that's what they are.
Oh, I think just the principle makes me uncomfortable.
I will never hot Nazis.
Yeah.
I think that's just a rule of mine.
Just the fact that you need to say
something. Yeah, well, I feel like, unfortunately, yeah. That's, you know, topical.
Never hot Nazis are, like, not Hotsies.
What?
No. Nazis?
Not Hotsies.
Nazis.
They're not Z's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a no. The logo's
cool, though.
Yeah, the logo's nice.
If it didn't symbolize Nazism.
So I appreciate their presence in the sense that, not in the world, but in the sense that, like, politically, I think it's interesting to have that kind of an organization in the universe.
Mm. Yeah, I like that too, the whole, like, historical aspect to
also,
it.
Also, it's great to see them getting kicked in the face.
Yeah, like...
I assume they're from, like, Captain America's Nazi punching era?
No, they're from the 60s, basically, when Captain America came back.
Well, that's later than I expected.
Well, in the 40s... He could fight actual Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s, there are no Nazis.
Oh, so they had to invent
so
secret Nazis.
So we said, oh, the Nazis evolved into this.
Neo-Nazis. Oh. Great. Secret Nazi societies.
That's a premonition.
And now we have out Nazis again, so...
What a beautiful world.
In a way, it's interesting, this need to have an enemy, to have a defined other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that, yeah, as you said, the Nazis were gone, so they had to come up with this other super villainous organization that was reminiscent of this complete evil.
It's like that Joker thing in that Batman movie.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just like they need each other.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So without him, he doesn't exist, and without the other, he can't exist.
Well, it's like humans are, like, fundamentally, we define ourselves as what we are not and who we are not, which is, like, just a cognitive limit. But it's unfortunate that it leads to political discord. Who am I? What is going on?
You've run out of laughs.
This is a comedy show. This excerpt brought to you by Political Elise. We will now revert to a sexually frustrated divorcee.
Aha, penis joke.
Nazis are dicks.
Penis joke.
See, that combines both your interests.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
All right, put your arms down, Kaminsky. Look like a West Texas cheerleader at a pep rally.
Hydro base.
Exactly. Okay, so now...
A floating sea craft disguised as an island off the coast of North America. It was first used and maybe built by a Dr. Hydro, a mad scientist type who doesn't get his own entry. His plan was to capture planes and mutate the passengers into merpeople. He was stopped by the Submariner. The 500 or so mermen he created decided to stay on the island, along with the hero Stingray, who we'll see later, who uses it as a base of operations. These Hydro men were eventually cured, and since then Hydro Base has been used by the Avengers as a private airfield.
Oh, it's an A.
That's a private airfield covered in mermaids?
That's what you got. That's what you got out of it.
I feel overwhelmed.
But did you say they healed them so there's no mermen?
Yeah, there are no mermen no more.
Oh.
That needs to be a folk song.
Absolutely.
Coming soon to the RT Public.
Can't wait. We lost Emily.
Check out the merch store.
No mermen no more.
No mermen no more.
Yeah. It sounds very much like a folk song.
It's a boat that looks like an island.
Okay, what's the point of having a boat that looks like an island and people think it's an island so you can't move the boat? Because then they'll be like, yo, where the fuck's the island gone?
No, they were like, oh man, the planet is in like a weird shape and it's like totally not in the same place.
Is everyone off the coast of North America stoners? Yes.
And also no one believes in science anymore.
I mean, at least there's a beach.
and light forestation.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But for me, the best part is, from the side, looks like a boob.
It does. Yeah. Oh, it does.
The nipple is pretty.
There's even a very big, prominent nipple. Love it.
That's the Hollow Mountain.
It's the aircraft approach radar that is the nipple.
And it houses nuclear power generating plant.
In the nipple.
You know, I have a problem with people that keep naming people in comics just the thing that they're gonna do.
Well, I'm pretty sure Dr. Hydro was probably a pseudonym.
Okay.
I'm guessing he gave himself that name.
Honestly, I wouldn't put it past him.
No, because it's an alias. He was called Herman Frayn.
No, he was called Herman Water Island.
Wait!
He changed it to Hydro.
Wait! His parents were like, we have a very specific plan for you.
Yes! Herman sounds like Merman.
I agree. Okay.
Everything connects.
No Merman, no more!
Herman Water Island changed his name to Dr. Hydro, so he created the Merman to the Water Island.
Oh my god.
Called Hydro Base, where he lives.
This is too much.
I mean, I kind of want to go visit it, I guess.
It looks nice, but I wish there were still mermen.
Yeah. Same. I mean, not for them, because they were transformed into mermen, but if, like, there were just mermen there...
Yeah, it would be a great attraction.
Okay, but you said that the mermen chose to stay on the island?
But then they got cured.
Yes, but if you're a merman...
Yeah, you won't live in a...
Aren't you living in under the island?
But you're like, you know, like in Peter Pan, where they're just like chill on rocks doing their hair?
So like a swim-up bar in a resort?
Yeah.
Oh my god, can you imagine there's like floating tiki bars? And they just go get a drink?
I mean,
I love it.
I would pay to go there.
Dr. Hydro likes to hydrate.
I mean, the housing is at the very center of the island. So you know that the mermen had to, you know, crawl on land to get there.
There's a very big flaw.
I got to assume that's Hydro, dude.
Yeah.
House.
Yeah. Like, the other houses people. Are somewhere else.
Did you say it was an A, the shape of the things?
Well, it's, yeah.
Is that for a reason? I don't remember anything starting with A.
Avengers.
Oh. Good job.
Are you serious?
They were like,
I didn't catch the fact the Avengers were
look,
there.
Yeah, this deserted island with no merman no more.
But did they?
Let's build aircraft.
You're not gonna hear things. The murmur no more. Those mermen.
The murmur of the mermen.
You think they're Mormons?
Is the Hydro base hot or not?
I mean, I'm okay with it. I'd go on it.
Yeah, I'd travel there. I'd chill there.
And I like that it's also a boat, so you can kind of move around on it. That's kind of fun.
My only concern is, since it's a boat, and it's supposed to, like, travel on open seas, the water's gonna be pretty freaking cold.
Oh, yeah, do the mermen follow the boat as it sort of sails around?
They should.
But people think it's an island!
I mean, the Avengers...
Yeah, but you can move it around, see?
But, like, islands don't move! They're tied to the bottom of the sea!
Way before what Google Maps... What are you using? What...
No, how far is it from the... Oh, it's not just like...
No, it's not just...
People aren't like, oh, the island moved today. I don't tie it like Ellis Island.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's not in sight.
Okay.
And now...
Then I'm okay with
it. It's a secret base.
Okay, but what's the dimension, though? Is it like...
I mean, there's a graphic there.
No, but there's no dimension.
And that's size. Really a shame.
I'd say that, like, without mermen... Like it's like a 5 or a 6. With merman, it's like a 9.
Okay, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I realized if it is floating, once you get off the beach, you're just in deep ocean. I'm not okay anymore.
Yeah, you're in open water.
Because I'm...
You can swim under...
No! I'm really afraid of the ocean, so now I'm really not okay with this and almost stressed out.
So is this going to encounter a whale or something?
That's what crossed my mind. I'm like, what happens if a whale's underneath the island and tips the island?
It's not going to happen.
I think the island's too big.
I don't care.
Also, whales don't do that.
What happens if there's a sea lion turtle?
Sea lion turtle?
Yes!
Honestly,
we need to see a sea lion turtle.
Honestly, we shouldn't judge. This guy's genetically modifying things.
I mean, what if there's a sea lion turtle?
What if that goes underneath and just like tips the ice? Like, no, I'm not okay.
Just gonna stay on the sea lion turtle.
Those are gigantic. You know it.
You know what? With sea lion turtles, that's an easy 9 out of 10.
This is the most ordinary fucking entry. And somehow it is the most ridiculous conversation.
I have a question about the merman, but are you surprised?
I don't have any answers.
Which half is mermanized?
I was going to say the same.
I don't know what they look like. I haven't seen Submariner number 61.
I gotta assume it's just like...
They're just like froggy people walking around.
They're not like fish faces.
Yeah. They're little eggs.
What's preferable, though?
Well, it depends if you want to have sex with them or not.
I mean, it depends. Look at...
Gross.
I just finished watching The Boys, and the Deep in that show has gills, but right here on this.
But does he
have... So he doesn't have a fish face, he doesn't have...
That's what we're saying.
Does he have fins?
No one wants fish face.
No, he has normal body except for that. And it's creepy as fuck.
You see, that's okay, but for me, I imagine either you have a fish tail, or the top of your face is like the
just
fish...
Just the top! Just like...
That's already not as bad to me.
But also, I spilled water on myself, so it's like I was there.
Conclusion. I fear water or the ocean. I'm not okay anymore with this.
Okay.
No island
so
boats.
You know it's not an island because if there's a storm or a hurricane or something, this is not staying in place. It goes up and up and down the waves.
Away.
It could tip over.
Yeah, no.
But sail away.
You're actually better off.
Storm.
Yeah.
You're actually better off. Bringing boats out to sea if there's a storm than having them docked. A lot of people do that.
So they don't smash. Yeah, because the wave crashing is harsher.
I think it's large enough. It's not gonna fucking tip. It's there's crazy. A mountain on it.
It's like at least like 3 meters.
You're right.
No.
Hydro Man.
He's the one that made all the mermen?
No.
Oh.
No, that was Dr. Hydro.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's so different.
Morris Bench.
He did not get his doctorate.
Morris Bench, a crewman on a cargo ship, was accidentally knocked overboard by Spider-Man while an experimental generator was being lowered into the ocean for testing. Well, it altered his molecular structure, and now he can turn himself into water. Like I told you, fire and water. He also tends to drip water everywhere. So obviously...
Oh, no.
He feels the need to take revenge on Spider-Man for his freakish condition and maybe get rich through crime on the side. He's pictured spraying someone with high water pressure, which is to say, his arm.
The worst part about this whole thing to me is that he drips water everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's just a bummer. Imagine, that must be annoying.
Imagine if he has eczema. And then he's moist all the time? Oh.
You know, go on a date, bring a mop.
If there's one thing I hate, is like when you're walking around in socks, and then you walk in some water.
Oh. Or the bottom of your jeans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
That was like the whole of when was it popular? Like 2006?
Yeah. Bell bottoms, wet bell bottoms.
It was horrible.
So do you blame him?
For all my problems?
No, for taking revenge on Spider-Man. No,
absolutely not.
You know what? I mean, there's so many people that get accidentally pushed into, like chemicals or unstable particles or just, like,
so many...
Stop standing next to ledges.
I think...
Friggin' work safe regulations. Come on, people.
Yeah. Like,
superhero universes look like death traps.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously. Yeah. If you're in a superhero universe, what are your chances, like probabilities of A, being like killed by a supervillain, B, being hurt by a superhero while fighting a supervillain, and C, turning into a supervillain yourself or a superhero?
So if you're as any insurance people working out there, give like us the percentages.
I'm really interested in the probability. Like, how many people are in this universe?
Distance similar to ours?
I would imagine, like, billions. So, okay. Yeah, the proportion is still pretty small.
7 billion or whatever.
I want a less useful percentage of how many people started their career by accidentally falling in things.
I think it's geographical. If you live in New York City, your chances are sky high.
Yeah.
If you're living in the States, your chances are good. If you're living in Canada, your chances are iffy. If you're living in any other country in the world, it's like one in a million.
Unless it has like a Slavic fake name.
Well, yeah.
But you're probably in America when it happens.
When it happens.
Like, my biggest fear is coming out of shopping and seeing my car destroyed and being like, but I need to get home.
That's your biggest fear?
Yeah, I would not be...
You might want to reconsider your fears.
No, but in this universe, way I would be a villain or a superhero. I'm way too plain.
No, you would be a villain.
And what? My villain power is giving hearts.
Oh, you probably like draw things and.
It depends. It depends what you fell into.
Yeah, maybe you fell into the ocean and you're stuck forever being like part ocean creature, and you desperately want revenge.
And then you're like,
and there's like algae on you.
Yeah,
that's so gross. That
no, you become a squid, and then you shoot out ink, and it draws stuff.
Oh, that's tying two things together.
Congrats. Cool.
And it's all like, Captain America's fault because he pushed you into an ocean.
This is how interesting Hydro Man is.
We don't even talk about him.
He's incredibly jacked. I just want to point that out there.
It's disgusting.
He's so big.
Well, he's one of those guys that I see on Instagram that looks like a cloud. Yeah. What you have on your Instagram?
He kind of looks like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like Johnny Bravo to me.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say after.
It's the t-shirt, I think.
Yeah, definitely the shirt.
I'm really into that crotch area. I just want to say, like, those little ripples and shit. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I don't. It's good pants, though.
Yeah, like, his butt in that must be really quite something.
You see me? It goes, I like the pants until the crotch. Crotch is fine. Up, I'm like, why is it wrinkled? Buy yourself an iron. This is ugly.
You know why I like it? It reminds me of those really hot swim trunks that professional swimmers use to create drag.
Yes. He was almost in the Far From Home movie.
Really?
Well, sort of, because...
He's so boring.
Well,
but there's water.
Things. Yeah, there's a water creature, and the announcer, you know, just like...
Tanner Z
for us.
Shout out to Tanner Z.
Other Cineplex hosts are available. Not a sponsor.
Everyone should just like send this to Tanner Z, so eventually Tanner Z will see it.
I would love to be interviewed by Tanner Z.
There was like a Spider-Man Far From Home contest or something, and there was one of the questions or whatever. He talked about Hydro Man, which was this water creature. So I thought, shit, is Hydro Man actually in the movie? Because he's a Spider-Man villain. And it's not. It's, you know, it's a special effect.
I feel like there's a joke about, like, the fact that his name is Morris Bench and he can bench press something, but I don't really want to do it.
Like, even his hands, like, the wrists are gone.
He's, like,
very thick.
There's, like, a Popeye muscle level into it. Like, it's very, like, taking over.
He looks really old. Is it just me?
Yeah, it must be like, what, I don't know, like 21.
I felt he looked more constipated.
Well, you know, digestion does tend to get harder when you're older. So.
I had 21, 22, 23, 24, constipated, 25, 26.
Honestly, the more I look at it, the less, like, his face makes sense.
I mean, he's really annoyed by the dripping.
What?
Weird. I wish it was dripping. I'd like to see how he drips.
Yeah, not dripping there.
No, well, is he dripping, like, from the bottom of his pants?
Yeah, like, is it like, just like a puddle making...
Like, or end of his fingers?
Or is he dripping everywhere?
Like, skin. Like, so, like, it's hair? His skin dripping. Ugh. So, like, his hair's always kind of wet here. And, like,
his clothes
kind of tend to get damp.
Does it just look like if he's sweating a lot?
You know what? I would also turn to cry. That's not annoying to deal with.
Like, in my mind.
Fuck Spider-Man. I'm damp now.
Like, oh my god, you know what he has to deal with? Getting dressed when you're still damp.
Oh, no! How can he put that shirt on?
It's
so tight because it's wet.
How do you put on jeans?
He's always in a wet t-shirt contest.
That's why he's wearing black. Yeah.
But, like, in my mind, also, it's like, his floors must be ruined.
Oh, well,
from the water ceramic. Is there mold in his house from all the water everywhere all the time?
Maybe, like, maybe he has a waterbed.
Why?
Because it's waterproof.
I'm a really clumsy
Probably
person.
Just sleeps in the tub.
That's
a pool of water.
You shouldn't sacrifice comfort just because you're made of water.
Well, he can't be comfortable anywhere.
Wait,
like he is a waterbed. I can sleep on that.
I mean, aren't we all?
when he's water, can I put my hand through him?
Yep.
Yeah.
If he was sleeping in the tub, could I accidentally
take a bath
in him? Yes, you could accidentally take a bath in him. Yes, you could accidentally throw him down the drain.
What I was thinking is great for heat waves. It's like, if you know, sometimes you're like, man, I wish I could just run in the sprinkler for like a second.
I feel like
does he evaporate?
Yes.
Because is there steam coming out?
Yes.
It's really warm. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you have an answer for that question.
No.
Well, somewhere it says that it actually, he fell down in rain.
Part of him rained down once.
What happens if you take like part of him and put it in a pot? And another part in a glass, and you divide him. How will he get back together?
With difficulty.
Like, What? But a part of it is down to drain.
Each of the pots would have a part of his consciousness.
I know, but like,
if that's horrifying!
Each droplet has a part of his consciousness.
That's fucked up.
So if I drink a glass of him.
No, don't! It's a terrible idea.
It could happen.
Oh, no.
Well, I am physically not well right now.
That's so messed up.
But like, will he get back together if I have him in, like, multiple pots and glasses?
I will say that probably
eventually.
80% of all Hydro Man stories end or begin with him being
scattered,
splutched somewhere, or recombining after being thought dead.
His life is horrible. Of course he turned to crime.
Yeah, I know it.
But is his powers actually useful? Like, is it like...
Well, it's like you're walking around with water pressure, you can... slip under doors, you know, you can...
Well, he'd be useful for, like, doing the dishes and stuff.
That's true. I'm really
cool. Hey, are you right?
So is he, like, a super spy or something? Because he could sneak under
doors?
He's
not smart enough for that.
Oh, can he control the temperature of the water, or is it just always body temperature?
Oh, body temperature is interesting.
So body temperature, sure.
I imagine room temp, if he can evaporate.
So if we combined all the people that we've seen yet... You could get, like, warm water. And that's useful. And not easily readily available.
So if you get Hydro Man and Hot Head to give each other a very warm hug.
Okay, yes. Hug, okay.
What did you think I was going?
I have no clue at this point.
Game position.
I just want them to have a hug.
No,
and then take a bath in Hydro Man and then...
You would probably evaporate, though, from the hot contact.
So what if?
Dude can control how hot it gets.
Yeah, I guess. What if Hydro Man is having sex, and he can't control himself, and he just...
Is Hydro Man... Is Hydro Man hot or not?
But just one moment! I mean, we have a comment!
No, if he's having sex, and then... Okay, he comes inside you, right? And then, can he, like, make it... He can be like, shit, and then turn into water and then suck it back out.
You're never pregnant.
Like, no, come back.
How would him turning into water?
No, what do you mean turn the back and not
turn the sperm back into water?
Is your sperm you? Does your sperm have your powers?
Yes, it has water in it.
It's your tissue, though.
It's not clear.
I mean, your balls doesn't have your powers.
Your spit doesn't
matter. What are my powers?
The power of the heroes. But sperm is DNA.
Oh, there is that. She does have a point there.
If he turns to water, he's not water and a floating sack of sperm.
It is part of him. This theory is correct.
Floating sack of sperm.
He can fucking turn it to water.
This theory is confirmed.
I guess we'll have to go see Mallrats 2 or something. Is Hydro Man hot or not?
No.
He's sad.
Forgettable.
No, but I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
He should be angry.
I want to give him a hug, but I don't have a towel with me.
The tragic story, boring character.
That's also my bio.
Nobody wants to be wet, though sweet soul I do secrete. Can't make damn fingers snap to the beat. The microphone is dripping, my baritone is slipping. A rhyme into this line I'll have to voice. Nobody wants to be moist.
This is the start of issue 6 of the Official Handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition. It has a cover date of May 1985 with the usual credits, and the same wraparound cover continues from John Byrne. In the inside front cover, editor Mark Gruenwald writes a piece called Constant Dilemma, and I will be adding it to the image gallery over at fireandwaterpodcast.com. In this editorial, he talks about spoilers, really. What can he do to keep the book relevant as long as he can without spoiling too much of what's to come? So, the handbook, for example,
showed Captain America's van before it actually premiered. It showed Doc Samson's new costume before it premiered. It even showed the Death Throes together as a group before their actual first appearance in comics. At the same time, he's hiding some things. So, for example, while the Grandmaster and the Abomination were presumed dead at this point, he knew from the creative teams that they were going to come back, and so did not mention the details, nor is the Beast unfurry, even though he would be unfurry within a few months. And then there's the problem of when you show a spoiler, and it turns out not to be true because something changed. And this is what happened with both the Angel and Cyclops entries, where they're wearing the wrong costumes. They're wearing costumes that they've never worn. And I remember it was particularly obvious with Cyclops. So when their actual X-Factor uniforms premiered, they look different from the book. So it's not that the entry is out of date, it's that it's showing something that's never going to happen. And so there are tiny corrected versions in black and white of both heroes in the column. On the inside back cover is a continuation of the appendix for Other Dimensions. And here they're giving Dimensions their own little blurbs with their name, of course, the type, environment, usual means of access, so I guess you know how to get there, dominant life form, and perhaps prominent inhabitants, so named characters that live there, that come from there, and some comments and a first appearance, of course, to get a more of a handle of what it is. They're even, it seems, giving entries or things that already have entries in the main book. For example, Asgard is here. Now, without going into each and every one between Alfheim and Crystallium, most interesting ones, well, that last one, Crystallium, is where Crystar comes from. Crystar, who is known as a toy, but really did start as a Marvel character. This handful also contains the Crimson Cosmos, which is the dimension inside the Gem of Sitarak that Juggernaut wields, and the Beyond, where the Beyonder comes from. Art credits for this episode: The Human Torch was by John Byrne, Hydra by Mike Zeck, Hydro Base by Elliot R. Brown, the master of diagrams, and Hydro Man by Ron Wilson.
Aquaman and Firestorm fighting crime together. Soak them down
or burn them up.
No one does it better. Whenever you find trouble, they'll always be there to catch them.
Or even torch their hair.
They stand for truth and justice
in sea, on land,
in air. Aquaman and Firestorm, they make a super pair.
The Fire and Water Podcast, celebrating Aquaman, King of the Seven Seas, and Firestorm, the Nuclear Man.
Available at Fire and Water Podcast, Aquaman Shrine, Firestorm Fan, and on iTunes and Stitcher.
I'm one of your hosts, the Irredeemable Shag, here to talk about Firestorm. Along with me is my co-host Rob Kelly, here to talk about some guy that talks to fish.
Really? You're going to pull this crap during the promo? It's bad enough I have to put up with your shenanigans every...
Female bag! Woo! We're looking at episode 49, which was High Evolutionary, Hobgoblin, Howard the Duck, and the Hulk. More general comment from Martin Gray first. He says, another great show, and not one character I'd consider hot. I suppose Hulk is the closest, as he's showing a lot of skin. Then again, High Evolutionary is covered up, so mysterious. It has a certain appeal. Mind, we do see his face, and he's pretty good looking. Okay, Evolutionary wins. So he played that little game with himself. Looking at comments on specific characters, High Evolutionary's first, Chris Franklin starts, says, see, that shot of the High Evolutionary's soul leaving his body is why I love this show. Most of us diehard comic fans have trained our brains to read comics, so we interpret the visual language in a certain way. I would have never seen an ass in a diaper, or a giant nutsack, or now a floating bag of sperm. Until now, but I can't unsee it. You are literally rewriting my brain.
You're welcome.
And Mike Dana says, I never knew how long this character had been around, as I only ever remembered him from the Marvel Annuals event, The Evolutionary War. It makes me want to go back and see stories with his knights. Just let them have a crotch was the saying I'm taking with me from this entry.
Words of wisdom.
You should get that tattooed.
Hobgoblin probably generated the most comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, Chris Franklin says, I was on the ground floor with the Hobgoblin, so I have a soft spot for his earliest appearances. Such a great mystery. Oh, and the comics showed the original Hobby dyeing the colors of the Green Goblin's costumes, making a new mask in the same mold, etc. Too bad Marvel royally screwed the character and botched the mystery due to in-office squabbling and petty feelings. Basically, different writers and editors had different ideas of who he should be, and so they screwed up the reveal.
Don't you hate it when feelings happen?
The worst.
Oh, God.
Gothos Mansion says, I'm surprised when the ladies mentioned Hobgoblin's outfit that you didn't tell them Hobgoblin was later revealed to be fashion designer Roderick Kingsley. Well, see, I don't know who the hell Hobgoblin is anymore. You know, my own reveal, he was Ned Leeds, the husband of Betty Brant, who was the secretary of Gina Jameson.
Okay.
But I guess it wasn't actually him.
Wow.
Anyway, so...
Was he a Skrull?
No.
Really learned the word today.
Swinebread says, glad there was some love for Hobgoblin, my favorite all-time Spider-Man villain. That story was very compelling as an unfolding mystery, and in my honest opinion, some of the best action scenes ever in a superhero comic, and you get a taste of that in the panels. Mm. Lightning in a bottle, as far as I'm concerned, despite the letdown of an ending, or endings, as it became later. Captain Entropy researched your question. What's the difference between a goblin and a hobgoblin?
Ooh.
While a goblin is traditionally regarded in folklore as a grotesque, evil, and malicious creature, a hobgoblin tends to be more about creating mischief. So the character of Puck from Midsummer Night's Dream might be regarded as a hobgoblin. First appearing in English in 1530, hobgoblin combined goblin and hob, a word meaning sprite or elf. That derived from Hob, H-O-B-B-E, a nickname for Robert. Now it's Bob, right? But also probably the same root as Hobbit.
Mm.
Goblin derived via Middle English and Medieval Latin from the Greek word kobalos, meaning rogue. The American writer Ralph Waldo Emerson, the word's extended sense in his essay Self-Reliance, A Foolish Consistency is the Hobgoblin of Little Minds.
So we learned a new word and definitions. I think this is a successful day.
Can you please do the same for Skrull? I don't understand Skrull.
It sounds like skull,
but
more alien. Done.
Thanks, Mike.
Time Priest says, yes to the Hobgoblin, my favorite spider foe, even though he caused a split decision among the squad. That made me even happier. A villain can look cool but hard to like because you know he's supposed to be a bad guy. Eliciting a strong reaction in some fashion is a great indicator that it's a powerful concept. So that was excellent to hear, but yes, he's so cool, he's hot. Hear it for Hot Goblin.
Love it.
Mike Danis here says, Halloween Dream. That was like your Halloween Dream.
Oh,
yeah. It certainly was, and I was the Hobgoblin for Halloween one year as a kid.
Oh, we want awesome. Pictures.
Shout out to my mom for having to make that entire costume from scratch.
Wow.
If I remember correctly, I used my dad's voltmeter in its case as a pumpkin bomb satchel. Needless to say, no one in the neighborhood knew who I was.
But those are the best costumes.
I'm with the above comments that Hobgoblin was my favorite Spidey foe. That is, until the Inferno event when he turned into an actual goblin.
Oh, jeez.
We'll have to look at that when we do the glass of water special.
No, it was the lemonade special.
Okay, sorry.
That's some Halloween sorry. Town craziness right there.
It's lamer I know it's and a lamer drink. Every year.
I know it's a drink.
I will not make that lemonade lame. It will be great.
No, it won't be lemonade.
Howard the Duck. Chris Franklin says, have the girls seen the Howard the Duck movie?
No.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Should we?
No. No, but there's like the weird sex stuff.
Oh.
The weird duck girl.
Are you saying we should watch there's it for
also,
the weird sex
there's
stuff?
There's also duck boobs.
Oh.
Duck boobs? So
what
there's
are
another
duck boobs?
I think there's a girl duck that has duck boobs. Anyway.
Ducks don't have boobs.
No.
I know.
But in comics, they
just have like duck breasts.
I know.
Well, it's...
It's
the same as Space Jam when Lola has boobs. Yeah. It's kind of wrong.
Lola
but they decide
boobs.
They decided to go that way, and it's...
George Lucas was on a high after Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Decided to produce this turkey duck,
With boobs.
Eric says, regarding Howard the Duck's home world, Although his original creator, Steve Gerber, never actually showed Howard's home, I remember reading on Gerber's website many years ago, before he passed away, that he had envisioned Howard's home world as being populated by anthropomorphic animals of all species.
Oh.
Similar to the universes of Disney or Warner Brothers cartoons. After Gerber's departure from the book, another writer, Bill Mantlo, did a story where Howard and Beverly were transported to Howard's home, but Mantlo's depiction was of a world populated entirely by ducks, including duck versions of several established characters and real-life figures, Dr. Strange, Truman Capote, President Richard M. Duxon, etc.
Oh, that's amazing.
Love it.
It's worth it for the puns.
Gerber disliked Mantlo's Duck World concept so much that after Gerber returned to Marvel, he pitched an idea for a Howard the Duck miniseries that would reveal that Duck World wasn't Howard's real home, but a fictitious illusory dimension bearing no resemblance to his real home world. Marvel passed on that pitch, although Gerber did eventually write an unrelated Howard miniseries. You can't undo Mantlo. Swinebread says, what can I say about Howard? He's awesome. Ironic that the company that sued Marvel now ends up owning him.
That's right.
And let's look at the Hulk. Chris Franklin says, the Hulk, yeah, this is a horrible image. Hulk has never looked quite this squat. I believe the girls nailed it. Byrne ran out of the room to make the legs the proper length and just cheated.
And Gothos, everything else.
Yep. Gothos Mansion says, Hulk never looks as cool in those purple Speedos. Hard for even him to look intimidating in his drawers. I prefer Hulk in his torn purple pants.
Yeah.
We have Eric saying, it seems like the Hulk entry was designed to promote John Byrne's then current run on Incredible Hulk and to keep Byrne happy at the expense of Hulk's long history. I can accept Byrne drawing the main figure, even though I don't care for it. But for all the panels illustrating the entry to come from Byrne's run, no Kirby, Buscema, or Trimpy panels? That's just not right. And a lot of other listeners felt the same. And finally, Ange says, the fact that Bruce Banner was the outright hot winner of this episode made me happy. Nerd dudes for the win. Before we go, we have to mention that the Fire and Water Podcast Network now has a Patreon page at patreon.com/FW Podcast. Oh, hot more not. Only accounts for 50, or actually 51. We did our Christmas special episodes worth of shows, but between all those shows, all the shows on the entire network, there are well over 1,000. Of course, that costs money, and the network founders were content for the first 3 years to pay the whole thing ourselves, but now it's become too expensive, so if you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards.
Ooh!
And, as we mentioned the show before, Valentine's Day is coming in a couple months, in a few months, and...
I've already started.
Oh, stuff's gonna happen. So it's worth supporting this show in particular. And of course, if you're a $5 a month or more patron, and you name this show as the one you want to sponsor specifically, you will be on our hot list.
Woo-woo!
Ooh, so guys, on the hot list now!
I'm gonna point to someone, and you'll have to say something that's hot about the person.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be real.
Okay,
Nat, we've got Anne-Marie Bernier.
Oh, she has a very beautiful brain.
I was going to say she has a nice
She's going to be so mad.
You see two sides.
Anne-Marie.
She does also have great boobs.
Yeah. Anne-Marie has a whole Twitter account that was dedicated to her hair.
Oh, right. Actually, she does have gray hair. All right, and she's had several
The
accounts.
Game was one thing. Well, you got to do this every month.
Okay. We'll mention the rest another
time. Yeah, don't spend it all in one place. You have a shotgun?
Mm.
Monsieur Luc?
Oh, Monsieur Luc has the best personality.
It's true.
I was going to point me next time for Monsieur Luc.
Well,
Elise.
Don't point me for myself. That's lame.
No, tell us why you're hot, Elise.
Yes.
It's therapy. You have to love yourself.
All right, the fingers still turning. Jose, one hot thing about Elise.
She has gorgeous hair that grows like Rapunzel.
That's
right.
It's true. It's scary.
But gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I'm
scary.
So hot. I'm scary.
I think we might not be great at compliments.
We'll work on it.
Part of the show.
So that's that's one of the rewards you can unlock at patreon.com/FW podcast. Say goodbye, guys.
Truly worth your money right there.
Bye. Bye. We love you.
Goodbye.
We Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
The cosmic rays of that space case.
Do you know how mermaids have sex? It must be like fish.
Yeah.
They just drop the eggs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of eggs floating around.
That is how mermaids are born, you know. If a lady goes in the ocean and she's fertile, she can end it with the mermaid.
Yeah, that's actually the next diagram.
I actually had a girl ask that in biology class in high school.
Oh, jeez.
Can I get pregnant from fish eggs?
Oh.
She's the girl.
Did she graduate?
It's the fish sperm she should worry about.
Did she graduate?
Penis joke.
Really?
Whoa!
I didn't go there.
What?
I went there. Come on.
Stand by. Stand by. Stand by. Stand by.
Stand by me.